WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. And Ground Shuttle now offers daily service to the Austin airport. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Our country's five former living presidents will be together in Aggieland later this month, attending a concert at Reed Arena to support hurricane relief.
It's going to be a really historic evening, but it's also going to be a fun evening. And again, we want to emphasize that every dollar that is spent on tickets is going to hurricane relief. We've got some very generous underwriters that have made that possible.
Jim McGrath is the family spokesman for George H.W. Bush, who with his wife are planning to attend the October 21st concert.
He's beyond tickled. He's just so happy it's come together like this because he knows it's going to help a lot of people.
Ticket information for the One America Appeal concert is online at WTAW.com. Twin City Mission has launched a $1.3 million capital improvement campaign. Chairman Steve Vaughn says there is also an awareness component to the campaign to educate the community that Twin City does more than serve the homeless.
Another one of our divisions is called Phoebe's Home. It's our domestic violence service. A lot of people are aware of Phoebe's Home in our community, but they're not aware that that's actually a service that's provided by the Twin City Mission.
The campaign goes towards improvements at Phoebe's Home and the Bridge Homeless Shelter, along with paying off the remaining debt when the Bridge moved to its current location 9 years ago.
There's an increase in homelessness. There's an increase in domestic violence. There's an increase in the need for resale services, and there's an increase in the need for counseling services. And some of our facilities are somewhat worn in need of repair.
More information is online at TwinCityMission.org. Record enrollment continues at Texas A&M. On the flagship campus, fall numbers total 63,293. That's an additional 2,300 students compared to last year. One-fourth of the freshman class continues to be first in their families to attend college. At all A&M campuses, the total number is more than 68,000. A link that breaks down fall enrollment at A&M is online at WTAW.com. Multiple suspects are being sought in what Bryan police have labeled a capital murder of two brothers. 25-year-old Dominique Franklin and 35-year-old Tarrant Franklin were shot and killed inside their home on Frankfort Street in the Castle Heights neighborhood off Highway 21 east of the freeway. Officer Kelly McKeithen, who said they're looking for an unknown number of suspects, did not disclose what prompted the shooting.
Unfortunately, because it is an ongoing investigation, we can't release anything that we do find.
A 61-year-old man visiting the Franklins was also shot. He was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. While Bryan is among the fastest-growing cities in Texas, Mayor Andrew Nelson looks forward to learning more while attending his first Texas Municipal League function.
Well, I'm planning to listen and network, and I'll have more to report when I get done, but I'm certainly excited about this opportunity.
Nelson's visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs was from the TML event in Houston.
This is really targeted for Texas, and I think it's just an absolute wonderful opportunity for us to be able to get information, to learn about best practices focused on Texas.
The TML meeting followed a trip Nelson took over the summer to a national meeting of mayors in San Francisco. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now offers daily service to and from the Austin airport, too. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, now with service to Houston and Austin airports. Let us do the driving.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Here are five reasons why you need to have your next corporate retreat, company gathering, or holiday party at Wind Dancer Retreat. number one. Enjoy the natural beauty, the postcard-like view, while accomplishing your business-driven mission. Number two, Wind Dancer Retreat is a state-of-the-art facility with necessary technological and audiovisual equipment. Number three, Wind Dancer Retreat is eager to accommodate any reasonable request from 2 to 300. Number four, Wind Dancer Retreat is a short 20-minute drive from North Bryan. And number five, at Wind Dancer Retreat, there are on-site representatives experienced in handling events. They know everything about their site and can suggest ways to make your retreat run smoothly. Get in touch with Wind Dancer now to book your preferred dates. You have several options to choose from for a corporate retreat in the Brazos Valley. Why not choose Wind Dancer Retreat? Learn more at winddancerretreat.com.
Good morning, it's 7:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Early October warmth continues into the upcoming weekend as high pressure gets a chance to build across the area. Tropical depression number 16 should pass to our east and head inland over the Gulf Coast of Louisiana or Florida as a tropical storm. We'll have sun and clouds today, we're 85 to 90, clear overnight 65 to 70. Partly to mostly sunny, 85 to 90 tomorrow. Sunshine, 85 to 90 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football welcomes top-ranked Alabama to town this weekend. Now, the Aggs and Tide share a familiar face in Texas A&M strength and conditioning coach Mark Hockey. Coach Kevin Sumlin says he hired Hockey for several reasons, not just for his time at Alabama.
The other piece that comes with that is being able to train, deal with, communicate, recruit elite-level players.
Hear a little bit more from Coach Sumlin, as well as Aggie center Eric McCoy. Aggie volleyball came up just short in Gainesville last night. Meanwhile, 19th-ranked soccer goes for its fifth straight victory this evening. All that more coming up in sports.
So there you go, it's 7:12. I want to say, by the way, you can join the show, 979-695-1620. Texting, you need to use the area code. If you want to call, you don't need to. I want to say Embassy Suites was the first place I ever encountered the free...
Happy hour?
No, actually, I was going to go free breakfast, but
ooh,
they also do the happy hour,
they
too.
They do have a great happy hour.
Okay, well, all right, we're going to start with breakfast.
Okay.
And the thing is, I mean, it they pretty much, you know, it was a... They made the breakfast for you.
Yeah.
And so, and that was a while back, and I think they've been doing that for a long time. But, yeah, and they do the happy hour, right, from 5 until 6 or something like that.
Yeah, 5 until 7.
Okay, all right, okay.
Wow, 2 hours. Jeez.
Two hours and at an actual legit happy hour time. You know, you
yeah,
hear
yeah.
happy hour specials from 3 to 4.
Yeah.
What? No. People aren't off work yet.
No, we have work to do.
Not everybody,
some people do, yeah.
Yeah.
But the whole idea of free breakfast then kind of expanded to other places and stuff, hotels of all sizes that were not quite at the level of Embassy Suites started talking about free breakfast. So now, and have you ever stayed at a place where the free breakfast was one pot of coffee and some...
Yeah, or some cereal, cereal.
Yeah, and some yogurt packs that are like 3 months expired.
So bravo to a court in Germany that has just taken a stand on this. Tremendous injustice that we have. There's a tech company in Munster, Germany, that was offering free breakfast to employees, but all they put out was a tray of plain rolls and some free coffee. And they got a tax break for it because they called it a perk.
Mm.
Well, wound up in tax court this week, and the court ruled that no, the bread and coffee did not in fact constitute a breakfast. They said a real breakfast has to include meat, cheese, or at least spreads like butter or jelly. That is bad news for the company because they've been taking the tax break for 3 years.
Oh, and they have to pay it back?
Court ruled that they need to pay about $1.75 per employee per day.
Oh.
Wow.
For all those 3 years.
Oh.
That's going to add up to $85,000.
Oh.
So there you go.
Jeez.
It took a court to figure out what breakfast is and whether it's free or not.
Gotta include that jelly.
But there you go. So there.
It puts the jam
sticking
on
to the
biscuit.
Man.
So anyway, and And then that, okay, and so you have any other observations about happy hours?
Oh, no, I just, okay. it's a great deal now, that they do. It's free drinks.
Has this thing
and
opened
they
yet?
Have snacks.
Has this embassy opened yet?
I don't think so. I think it's still under construction.
I can't even remember the last time I stayed at an Embassy Suites.
Well, we're going to have one here in town.
I mean, if we go out of town, like I try to find the Embassy Suites available.
Maybe they'll have a media grand opening that we can attend. Ooh, that'd be kind
during
of
During happy hour.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, that'd be...
And they're great, you know, they're good hotels even without the happy hours.
Without a doubt.
So,
that's it. So Google has released its first pair of wireless earbuds.
Okay.
But they're more than just your average pair of in-ear speakers. The Pixel Buds, that's what they're called, part of the music delivery service. And also, they could be a translator. With a Google Pixel handset in your pocket, you tap and hold the Pixel Buds right earbud to activate the Google Assistant. From there, you can ask any questions you normally would ask your digital assistant. So that's cool. You got the phone in your pocket, got the earbud in, and you're talking to yourself.
And you have to figure out how to walk a straight line.
Exactly right.
And chew bubble gum.
Yeah. From there, you could ask the questions, but then also you can utilize the Google Translate capability so that if you're traveling abroad, you'll be able to discreetly and quickly tutor yourself on how to ask a question, reducing the chance of you making a complete fool of yourself in another country. But then, again, that means you're going to be mouthing words in a foreign language, trying to replicate what the translator is saying to you so that you can go ask which way to the nearest whatever. Okay.
By the way, Google does not always translate it the way that it needs to be translated. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It gets lost
in translation. Very nice. Thank you. There's our Bill Murray reference for this morning.
Yeah, something like that.
Zurich, Switzerland. 29-year-old man and his girlfriend just moved into an apartment. They hung out the Italian flag outside their apartment because they were of Italian descent. Then, just to be funny, they also hung out a flag with Jack Daniel's logo on it as well.
Okay.
Because he happens to like the whiskey.
Right. Yeah.
That's when the fun began. The neighbors mistook the Jack Daniel's flag as an ISIL flag.
What?
Oh.
And so they thought he was in ISIS. Of course, that meant he got a little visit from the French, the Swiss police.
Right.
Who discovered the logo on the front, and they said, okay, it's okay.
We're oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're fine.
Swiss.
Once again, be careful what you hang out the window.
Yeah.
And we have that, right? We have that apartment complex right there on University Drive and Texas Avenue. From time to time, young people will hang out their flags for...
Sure.
I think I've seen Dallas Cowboy flags.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah.
And so that sort
They're
of They're
expressing themselves.
You know it. Now, I don't know Rick and Morty. Do you know Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty.
My friends are all about it. I haven't watched it.
I was going to say, it sounds familiar.
It's a cartoon. It's an adult cartoon.
Okay.
McDonald's has caved to public pressure, and they will bring back their iconic Sichuan sauce for one single day.
Oh.
One day.
Just one.
Golden Arches announced that a limited number of locations will...
Oh.
Well, what's the deal?
Yeah.
All right, they were going to do this...
Why bring them back at all?
This sweet, spicy condiment here when you buy your 4-year, 6-year, 10-piece buttermilk crispy tenders, and they say that the whole surge of interest in this sauce was because it was the topic on the Rick and Morty show.
Oh, okay.
Really?
And thousands of fans had nothing else to do other than sign an online petition lobbying the company to do this. So this does sound... Okay, so here's the deal. In selected stores beginning Saturday at 2 o'clock for dine-in orders only... So it sounds to me like kind of a half-hearted effort for McDonald's to even do this.
Right.
I mean, I guess we're talking about it, so that might be something. But nonetheless, it's not like they've really moved forward and are going to make this part of the menu again.
Just hoping to shut people up.
One more time. All right, so I got a story about Chip and Joanna today.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
They have four very important reasons to give up their fixer-upper thing.
Their kiddos.
That's it. It's the kiddos.
Oh,
Maybe they got dogs, too. I don't know.
They do have four children.
Us Weekly said that the longtime couple will be putting the security of their children up front. They, of course, can you name the kids?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not the Kardashians, Scott.
Yeah,
come
on. It's Drake and Ella and Duke and Emmy.
Okay.
Interesting names.
Yeah, they are. Word is that the duo just want to, quote, take a step back from fame and still have plenty on their plate because, obviously, the Magnolia Market drawing 40,000 workers, visitors every week.
So that's their place.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Magnolia Market's their place. All I know is that the oldest kid always wears a Baylor hat whenever he's on the show.
Oh, that's smart. Okay. That's pretty. That makes sense.
Makes sense.
Well, they're Baylor fans. They're in Waco.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And again, it gives Waco something positive. All right. So Cam Newton.
I watched it.
Okay. I have it pulled up.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah. Chelsea's at the ready.
So apparently he's facing criticism for his response to a female reporter's question.
Correct. Here's the press conference.
Okay, here we go.
Cam, I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes, it's funny, but fun is coming along, man.
Yikes. And if you watch the video, if you have time to go watch the video today, he just looks like, his face, his expression, the way he says it, it's just super disrespectful.
Like, as soon as she starts asking,
he starts grinning and laughing.
And, you know, I'm not saying it makes it even worse, but it made it even more awkward in that nobody was laughing.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's funny. And it wasn't that funny.
Yeah. And then apparently, so she tweeted, her name is Jordan Rodriguez, and she is a beat reporter so she covers the Panthers all the time. And she tweeted later and said, I don't think it's funny that I ask about routes. I think it's my job. And then someone responded to her and just said, you know, did anyone actually try confronting Cam versus just taking us to social media? And she said, yes, his response was not good, or, you know, it wasn't any better. I chose not to share. I'm going to continue doing my job. He can't take that away from me.
So, and it's not like routes is some kind of crazy.
No, and the thing is,
crazy definition.
And it was a good question. So I have been in several press conferences with college athletes, college coaches, and I have heard both males and females ask really dumb questions and kind of get a response that, you know, mirrors that. But this was not a bad question. And so for him to do that, and then on top of, you know, make it into a gender thing.
Sure, yeah.
It just made it so much worse.
I can't imagine he didn't hear himself.
I don't know who you're talking about asking dumb questions in press conferences, Chelsea. But
man.
That's the thing. And obviously Cam Newton is no stranger to shooting his mouth off and saying stupid stuff.
He's done it before.
You know, and I think people looked at him a lot differently, at least in the media, whenever he refused to talk, or he got up there and just kind of pouted after the Super Bowl loss.
After the Super Bowl.
Like, we get it. It's upsetting. And obviously his emotions are still running high. You can show being upset, but just to sit up there and just kind of pout is not very bright of you. And the fact that you do that in this day and age, and you know that they've got a PR firestorm on their hands
because
it's gone viral.
It's huge. And I talked about it yesterday when it happened. You've got assistant coaches in the NFL who are females.
Yeah.
You've got referees in the NFL who are females. I mean, sports reporters, you know, female sports reporters came way before any of those two positions.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, he has been answering questions from females forever, you know, ever since he was in high school and in college. And so it was bizarre. I watched it just to make sure people weren't, you know, blowing it out of proportion, and they weren't.
All right, there's nothing personal between these two, right? I mean,
No
history or anything like that.
No. And she's been covering him for at least a year, I think, is what they said. Last October is when she first introduced herself to him. I mean, she's at these press conferences day in and day out.
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, I just thought it was. And then I watched the video of, and I need to find who they are. It's just, you know, the two SportsCenter guys, and they're talking about it. And even the way they were talking about it wasn't great. You know, is one of the, you know, the other guy asked him, well, what do we need to do to, you know, to get this, you know, it through, I guess, like to make people understand that this isn't right. And it just, even they looked uncomfortable trying to talk about it. And so it was, I don't know.
It just doesn't, sad. I mean, just his whole, the whole thing that he's saying just doesn't make sense.
Well, it's a real throwback. It's
right.
Real throwback.
Why would he say that that's odd for, yeah.
For
you
her
know,
to ask about routes.
Even female fans that I know talk about routes all the time. I mean, that's not something that's never talked about. It's weird.
Yeah.
Well, so, way to go, Cam.
Way to go, Cam.
At least he wasn't wearing a stupid outfit when
that's
he did
what, you know, people are, I guess he only wants women to ask him about his wardrobe choices.
Okay. There you are. All right, most people love their dogs so much that they do just about anything for them, but would you go so far as to get a tattoo that matches the one on your pup?
No.
26-year-old Texas man did just that. Mm. On his adopted dog's belly, there's a tattoo of a circle with a line across and an arrow pointing out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Heartwarming little gesture of solidarity when Chris Mandiola decided to get inked with the exact same symbol.
Okay.
And after getting the tat on his arm on Sunday or Saturday of last week, he wrote on social media, "For those of you who know Bear, know that he has a tattoo, and so I've gotten one." He got it apparently from his previous owner, so
right.
I've gotten one to match it. It sickens me that people would actually tattoo their pets, so tonight I got his tattoo.
Well, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
It wasn't until the post went viral and the comments started pouring in, revealing the true meaning of the tattoo. Apparently, it is to signify that the dog has been neutered.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say, I've actually seen that mark on animals before when you were describing it.
And
so
that's why they let them know.
My dog has a, I think, I always just assumed it was the scar, like the stitches left a coloring. I'm not sure, but she's got like a blue line down the middle of her stomach.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. So, by the way, speaking of posting and such, so how'd your survey do, your polling do?
Oh, I took it off after we talked about it. Yeah. It wasn't a very good post. I just did it to test out the poll.
Okay, and it works?
Yeah, all right, it works. And I've seen, going through stories yesterday, I've seen quite a few of these polls up now.
All right, so now you can do that. And again,
for when you can't make decisions on your own.
Right, and you can express your opinion anonymously, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I guess you so, can, yeah, because they didn't tell me, you know, Zach Taylor voted yes or voted no.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't give me any information on who even actually voted.
So you can vote no, give them a thumbs down, and they'll never know it.
Yeah, or you can turn around and do a yes and even it out, too. If
there
you have
you
nothing
go.
Else to do, you could do that all day long.
You can just screw up people's polls.
That's it. 727, no rush update this morning. In the meantime, we'll check the weather in just a minute.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work. AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Brian Broadcasting.
Good morning, 728, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High today, near 90 degrees. Probably have that all the way through Monday, which is Columbus Day, by the way, and no mention of rain in the forecast. Low each night, going to be in the 60s. It'll be 66 tonight. That's pretty good. If you're doing football tomorrow night, about 69 for a low. If you're doing football on Saturday night, about 68 will be our low. And again, no mention of rain. Currently, we have winds out of the northeast at 6. Feels pretty pleasant out there. Fair skies, and it's 70.
Say, folks, we should never take our freedom for granted or forget the brave men and women who protect our country. And that's why this Veterans Day, my friends at Mahindra are holding their fourth annual military salute giveaway. The winner will receive a Mahindra utility vehicle. That's right, a brand new camo Mahindra XTV 750S flex hauler. Now, the last winner, Sergeant Tom Simmered, is loving his Mahindra XTV, and you could be next. To nominate someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military and get official rules, just visit rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute giveaway. Thanks to Mahindra, the makers of the toughest utility vehicles on Earth, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A $1.3 million capital improvement and community awareness campaign is underway at Twin City Mission.
There's an increase in homelessness. There's an increase in domestic violence. There's an increase in the need for resale services, and there's an increase in the need for counseling services. And some of our facilities are somewhat worn, in need of repair.
Campaign Chairman Steve Vaughn says improvements are planned at Phoebe's Home, a shelter for victims of domestic violence and their families, along with the Bridge Homeless Shelter. The campaign will pay off the remaining debt when the Bridge moved to its current location 9 years ago. Vaughn says the awareness campaign promotes all of Twin City Mission services, including those targeting youth and families.
We've got a program called the STAR program, Service to At-Risk Youth. They do counseling to at-risk youth in several counties around the community.
More information about the campaign is online at twincitymission.org. The George H.W. Bush Presidential Library Foundation has announced all 5 former living presidents will be attending a hurricane relief concert at Reed Arena 2 weeks from Saturday night.
George Herbert Walker Bush is beyond moved that his fellow former presidents would rally to the flag like this and come together. Putting politics off to the side, this is going to be light on speeches and heavy on great entertainment.
Bush family spokesman Jim McGrath says the former president has personal relationships with some of the artists.
Some of the entertainers like Alabama and Lyle Lovett are old friends, and Yolanda Adams for that matter, unbelievable gospel singer. But he's also looking forward to seeing some of our younger talent coming along. Stephanie Quayle, I know, is going to be there. Cassidy Pope. So it's just an unbelievably strong lineup.
Ticket information for the One America Appeal concert is online at WTAW.com. On the 141st birthday of Texas A&M comes word of another semester of record enrollment. The fall number at all A&M locations is 68,625. In College Station, that number is 63,293. That's an increase of almost 4% or an additional 2,300 students. The overall increase nearly matches the gain in undergraduate students. Officials note that A&M continues to have 1/4 of its freshman class as the first in their families to attend college. Online online at WTAW.com is a link that breaks down A&M's fall enrollment by other categories. College Station police received six more reports of vehicle burglaries, raising the running total since last Friday to 29. Five from Tuesday included three vehicles parked off Marion Pugh between Luther and George Bush. Two more were parked off Southwest Parkway between Welburn and Welsh. Additionally, Tuesday's update from CSPD included a ninth break-in involving a vehicle that was parked off Holloman East near the intersection of Dartmouth by Wolfpin Creek Park. Bryan police report two brothers were shot to death inside their home Tuesday night. An unknown number of suspects are being sought in the deaths of 25-year-old Dominique Franklin and 35-year-old Tarrant Franklin. A 61-year-old man who was visiting the Franklins was also shot. He was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Officer Kelly McKeithen was asked who investigators are considering as suspects and who are the victims.
I don't want to say that they're all victims or all suspects or any of that because it's just too early to tell right now what happened.
Who fired shots?
At this point, we don't have all that information yet.
BPD has labeled the shooting on Frankfort Street in the Castle Heights neighborhood as a capital murder case. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has signed off on a state law allowing police to have an open prescription for an anti-overdose drug.
Naloxone is one example of an opioid antagonist. Its most popular form is a nasal spray that temporarily blocks the impact of the opioid, allowing the person to start breathing again.
That medication has been used by EMS for over 40 years.
Mark Kinsley of the Texas Overdose and Naloxone Initiative is pleased with Attorney General Paxton's endorsement of the wording of a state law that would allow law enforcement access to the drug.
They have the opportunity to administer this very simple but nine medication that can save lives.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Coming off Sunday's mass shooting in Las Vegas, a Democratic proposal to ban a special accessory known as a bump stock is gaining support from Republicans in both the House and Senate. A bump stock allows legal semi-automatic guns to fire several hundred rounds a minute, mimicking an all-out automatic weapon. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he was not aware of this type of device.
I think we all know automatic weapons are more commonly called machine guns, are illegal in this country. And in my view of the world, anything that makes a semi-automatic weapon behave like an automatic weapon ought to also be illegal.
Flores, speaking on our show, says he does not see a reason for the average gun owner to have a bump stock. The education for Bryan's first-year mayor continues. Andrew Nelson's visit on our show was from the Texas Municipal League function in Houston. This follows a trip to the National Mayor's Conference in San Francisco.
I learned at the mayor's conference that mayors in New York and San Francisco have different ideas of what might be best. And frankly, if we lived on the side of a mountain with a bunch of fog and smog coming in the day next to an ocean, I might be more worried about, waves and tides and that.
Nelson describes the Houston meeting as a wonderful opportunity to learn best practices for cities in Texas. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey guys, Zach, hanging out with Jen Zwicker of Zwicker & Associates. And Jen, I know at this time of the year, in case you haven't noticed, if you're driving around, sometimes lawns don't necessarily look as fresh and green as they maybe did in the spring and summertime. So if you're a prospective seller and you're looking to sell your home, there's a lot of things that go into it as far as aesthetics, and the lawn is one.
Absolutely. I mean, curb appeal is huge. Whether you're driving through a neighborhood or you're driving the internet and see that first photograph, you want to make sure that your home really stands out against the competition. So if you're looking at being, 3, 4, 5 months out from putting your home on the market, maybe listing it in the middle of wintertime, it's a great idea to go ahead, interview realtors, decide with whom you want to work, get your lawn looking fantastic, and get those photographers out there to get those pictures taken now so that when you do list your home, everybody everybody else has kind of sad looking brown grass, yeah. And your house looks fantastic. People can see what it looks like in the spring.
Be sure to give your house and lawn a facelift. Again, check out Zwanker and Associates at zarealestate.com.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, 7:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, and the weather is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference. Here's the numbers.
Early October warmth continues into the upcoming weekend as high pressure gets a chance to build across the area. Tropical depression number 16 should pass to our east and head inland over the Gulf Coast of Louisiana or Florida as a tropical storm. Of sun and clouds day, we're 85 to 90, clear overnight 65 to 70. Partly to mostly sunny, 85 to 90 tomorrow. Sunshine, 85 to 90 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football welcomes top-ranked Alabama to town this Saturday. Hear from center Eric McCoy as well as head coach Kevin Sumlin. By the way, the Houston Astros and Boston Red Sox are set to duke it out this afternoon for game one of their AL Divisional Series. Astros hurdler Justin Verlander says he has a tall task in front of him.
They have a very talented lineup from top to bottom. I'm going to have to be on my toes the whole game.
And we'll talk more about the Stros and Sox as well as some other playoff baseball going on. All that more coming up in sports.
And speaking of George Foreman.
Oh yeah, he's wanting to fight
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, yeah.
George is 68 and got more money than he needs. Steven Seagal is 65 and doesn't. And it'll be supposedly a 10-round fight that'll take place in Las Vegas later this year.
Okay. I'm interested to see if Seagal's going to take him up on it. He hasn't responded in kind.
Well,
has he?
I don't know what even brought it up. What George Foreman woke up one day and thought he wanted to do that?
Maybe George was wanting to be in one of Steven's movies and Steven dissed him, and so now George has a vendetta against him all these years.
You think?
By the way, George Foreman is a really interesting character, obviously.
Yeah.
If you know anything about him. And all his kids are named George or Georgette, right?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty interesting family.
He is. That's true. George is worth like $300 million.
Is he really?
Yes.
Hey, man, those grills, they sell.
That's it. And that's the deal, is he doesn't do anything with the grill. He just basically lent
put his
name
on it. Yeah. Exactly.
He did that 14 years ago.
Wow.
Sold his name in perpetuity for a ton of money. And again, I don't even remember that 14 years ago he was that popular, but maybe so. He made $137.5 million on that deal.
Jeez.
And still making it.
His overall boxing record, by the way, 76 wins, 5 losses. Oh. 68 of those 76 wins were by knockout. Only 8 by decision.
Oh, and he's a preacher?
He's a preacher.
And he just does it all.
Yeah. But again, what's he got against Steven Seagal?
I don't know.
Well, maybe we'll find out. And again, folks are talking about it. So apparently we found St. Nicholas's tomb?
Yeah, I saw that. Santa's dead.
What? Well, I wasn't going to go there, but
okay.
Yeah, that's St. Nicholas's tomb somewhere in Turkey, I think they found it. And
okay.
Santa's still alive in the hearts of kids.
And yes, Santa's spirit lives on.
Don't have to worry about that.
Santa was making a delivery and accidents happen.
They do.
And then whoever's house he was at, a man decided to take over his job and became the new Santa Claus. Well, and they made several movies about it.
That's exactly right. When he looked a lot like Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so
Pumpkins
now, you know, they're out there in the stores now. You got to go get your pumpkin.
Yep.
Pumpkins originated in Central America.
Okay.
And seeds from pumpkin-like plants found in Mexico have been tracked back to 5500 BC.
Whoa. Wow.
Now, the word pumpkin actually comes from pipon, which means big old melon.
Big old melon.
Big old melon.
Which in Greek, and you know, the Greeks talk like that. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so the French turned pipon into pompon.
Pompon.
And then the English further changed it to pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, American settlers said they changed it to pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
And that's, well, pumpkin, but nobody actually says pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Okay. It is an odd word if you pumpkin. Really think yep. about it. Say it enough times.
Native Americans were already growing pumpkins when American colonists got here. They used the pumpkins in stews and soups and desserts. And you know, the deal is the ones that we see are so big and hard and thick. Cooking them might take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But they're supposed to be good for you.
You can have boiled pumpkin yeah. fried yeah. pumpkin, yeah. grilled pumpkin.
Pumpkin soup.
Well, and they dried the pumpkin shells, and they cut them into strips to weave into mats.
Very smart.
Pumpkin pie first came about when the settlers removed the top from the pumpkin, took out the seeds, filled it with milk, spices, and honey.
Who thought of that?
I don't know. The pumpkin then was baked in hot ashes, and the result was a pumpkin pudding, basically.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah, so...
pumpkin pudding.
Not known whether they learned that technique from the Native Americans or not, but the pumpkin pudding tasted a lot like the pumpkin pie filling that we have now. Right.
And I'm sure they did stuff with alcohol as well.
You think they might have, yeah. Well, and I'm sure there's probably a pumpkin liqueur out there somewhere.
I'm sure. Our very own Brian Broadcasting's Santa texted in and said he is doing just fine.
Okay, so good. All right. So we got that. Now,
and someone else texted in. Had kids in the car. Thanks for clearing up the death of Santa. Boom. I was about to have a lot of explaining to do.
Santa is perfectly
way
fine.
Way to go, right. Zach.
Santa is fine.
It's the name that we use because of St. Nicholas and what he would do. So there you are. Okay, so if you'll listen to, I think, Glenn Beck from time to time, they don't try to necessarily scare you. They just tell you can buy large amounts of food, right?
Yeah.
That's freeze-dried.
Get stockpile.
Yeah, and it'll last forever, which is fine because I know you want to eat chicken Alfredo every night for your last 5 years on Earth. But if you are worried about the world coming to an end any day now, and I do have a story, by the way, coming up later this morning about another asteroid which is headed our way.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Ready?
Caller?
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering where Santa was when he called in. Was he at Shipley's?
I hope so.
Yeah, I really do, too. Be nice if he could make the rounds.
It's Thursday.
He would have to be surprising us if he did that.
Would love to have some donuts under our tree this morning.
Yeah, that's
just
right, on a Thursday. Well, anyhow, if you're thinking that the world may be coming to an end, Costco here to help you out. Costco has started selling an emergency food kit that has 6,200 servings of canned food.
Whoa.
Yep. Wheat, rice, milk, fruits, vegetable, granola, and meat. They say that for one person, have about 1,200 calories a day for a year. If you want to get one for your bunker, it only costs $999.99, which comes to $275 a day. What the heck?
Yeah.
And the food's in cans. Okay. Got a 25-year shelf life. So you're covered, you know, as long as the apocalypse gets here before 2042.
Or you could just eat it and not have to worry about meal prepping anymore.
Could do that. Oh, by the way, I'm not sure what this means, but they're currently sold out. Just saying.
Wow, yeah. Sold out. How many did they make?
I'm not sure, but not enough.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the pool guy. With a large professional staff, the pool guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When Jean and I were dating, I made a big mistake. I served her iced tea. That may not sound like such a big deal to you, but you have to understand, I was wooing this woman. I wanted to marry her, but on this particular occasion, everything nearly fell apart. I went all out and packed a full picnic lunch, complete with a basket full of food and a blanket to sit on. Oh, and I served her iced tea, the perfect summer beverage, right? It would have been, except I didn't know that she hated iced tea. All I can say is that she must have been wooing me too, because she drank her tea and kept right on smiling the whole time. Now, I'm sure you and your spouse probably have stories like that of your own. Do you remember all those little quirks about each other that you gladly ignored when you were first dating? How many of them now send you right through the roof? Here's one possible explanation. You're bored with each other. Boredom is what you feel when you've given up the chase. Instead of being an oasis for one another after a long day, you barely acknowledge each other all night. Before long, simple misunderstandings turn into full-blown arguments. When your marriage hits that stage, a little thing like iced tea is enough to wreak havoc. If that sounds like your marriage, start wooing each other again. Do little things that remind your spouse, I still love you. And if you have a problem that's as simple as iced tea, maybe you can just drink it and smile right through it. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, from the start,
acerola cherry,
alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana,
beets, bell pepper, broccoli,
blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen,
pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS. Texas or
TexasSuperfood.com.
Since 1998, Marble Craft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marble Craft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear out to make ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marble Craft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. A big matchup this weekend is the Fighting Texas Aggie football team welcomes top-ranked Alabama to Kyle Field. That'll be the first time the Maroon and White have hosted the number one team in the country since they welcomed Alabama to town in 2013. And offensive lineman Eric McCoy says he's pretty pumped.
Oh, it's awesome. We know that, like every week, 12th man's going to be behind us, and they're going to be excited. They're going to be pumped, and they're going to have energy, which is going to we're going to feed off of. And we're excited to see what they're going to bring.
Now, Eric and the guys definitely have their work cut out for them this Saturday. With four national championships under their belt since 2009, the Crimson Tide are more or less the standard in college football, including for their physicality and toughness. First-year Texas A&M strength and conditioning coach Mark Hockey actually spent six seasons in Tuscaloosa, and I asked Coach Sumlin if Hockey's hiring or his time at Alabama played a role in his hiring this past offseason.
He had a combination of things that he brought to the table with
his background of people he trained with who really helped him develop who he is. Being, you know, a guy that has been at top-tier programs in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida State. But then also the other piece that comes with that is that, you know, being able to train, deal with, communicate, recruit elite-level players.
Hockey came to Texas A&M this past offseason from Florida State, where he helped lead the Seminoles to a 10-3 overall record and an Orange Bowl victory in his only season in Tallahassee. We'll see if he's gotten the guys ready for this Saturday when they take on Alabama. Kickoff is at 6:15 with the Fan Zone show getting underway at 3 right here on WTAW. Texas A&M volleyball gave top-ranked Florida a run for its money, but in the end, the Gators were just too much as they defeated the Aggies 3-1 last night. Now Texas A&M, facing its fifth opponent ranked in the top six in the nation, falls to 4-7 overall and 1-3 in SEC play. Out on the soccer pitch, the 19th-ranked Aggs look for their fifth consecutive victory when they welcome Alabama to town tonight. Kickoff is at 7:05 at Ellis Field with broadcast over on Willie 1550. Alex Morgan has apologized on social media for an incident at Disney World over the weekend. Morgan, a star for the World Cup-winning women's U.S. national team who also plays for the Orlando Pride, was among three soccer players kicked out of an Epcot Park restaurant on Sunday. Authorities say the players were verbally aggressive with park security and other guests. The Arizona Diamondbacks earned an 11-8 win over the Colorado Rockies last night to advance to the NL Division Series against the LA Dodgers. Paul Goldschmidt, the Woodlands' very own Paul Goldschmidt, slammed a three-run homer, and Daniel Descalso's two-run blast put the D-backs ahead 6-0 early on. Pitcher Archie Bradley even got in the mix, blasting a two-run triple. The Houston Astros kick off their divisional series this afternoon at home against the Boston Red Sox. Right-hander Justin Verlander, who has gone 5-0 since being traded to the Astros from Detroit, will make the start on the mound.
They have a very talented lineup from top to bottom. I'm going to have to be on my toes the whole game. However long I'm out there, you just kind of, just go out there and make your pitches. Good pitching beats good hitting, though, and I just need to focus on making my pitches and hopefully come out successful.
First pitch is at 3:08 at Minute Maid Park. Meanwhile, the Indians and Yankees duke it out in game one of their divisional series tonight in Cleveland. Things get underway at 6:30 at Progressive Field. And week five of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing host to the New England Patriots. Kickoff for that one is slated for 7:30 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Core Performance, BetaMed, and we'll learn ways to sleep better and to de-stress. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
If you're a contractor working in the Brazos Valley, ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack, can now make up to 1-inch four-wire hydraulic hoses. We also offer after-hours service. Please come see ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road for all your hydraulic hose needs. Call ASAP Equipment today if you need your equipment serviced or repaired at 979-353-0911, 979-353-0911, or visit us at asapequip.com.
Better Minute Chill, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, apparently we have pumpkin spice Twinkies.
Ew, pumpkins, gross.
That doesn't sound all that bad, though.
Oh,
what are you
going to
do with
it.
The other one?
Is
the cream?
Stop.
I mean, it's a little sacrilege just to be messing with Twinkies.
Yeah,
but you know,
what are you
going to
do with the other one after
exactly.
You've eaten the first one? Then you've got that one.
Hey, FYI, yeah. I just found this article from BuzzFeed that your vote is not anonymous. There is
Whoa.
A way to see on your Instagram poll who has voted which way.
Did you figure it out? Did you use it on yours yet?
I haven't tried, but I can see the, yeah, I can see how you can see.
I already told you
I can see how
guess.
You can see.
I didn't even look at what
I already
you...
deleted it. It's
oh,
fine.
Well,
it's
but
fine.
For those people who put that stuff out there yesterday, now you can go find
exactly.
it.
Exactly, and some people are a little worried because
right.
they didn't vote the right way.
That's it. Okay, you're going to be busy unfriending people today, just so you know that.
Yeah.
High today will be about 88. It's 70 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.